So I amend my answer. I understood the question to be governmentally required, but in the course of doing business, apparently the reality is that they are required. Question is, do they log IP addresses? I will ask Austin. Yeah, you want to take this over? Actually, I just about said everything I have to say, and I think our... I guess no one cares if we just stay here for the rest of the night. Are there more questions for me or Austin, and in which case I will have him come up and field them? Yes.
I used to run an ISP with 50,000 people. We were more concerned with login access, just to prove someone was actually using it. We never actually logged where someone was going. The people who are logging most of that information are companies like DoubleClick, Engage Technologies. They're doing ad profiling on the back end. And so they set up essentially profiling networks on the back end to try and associate which websites you go to. There are some people who are looking to improve that data. There's a company in California that's releasing a new ISP tool that lets ISPs build aggregate profiles of their entire user base for resale. So the idea there is that there is value to, you know, Nielsen's, who's now rating internet sites, Media Metrics, who's doing the same thing. So they're trying to help ISPs garner that data in the aggregate for resale. But most ISPs that I know of don't actually store where you're going unless they suspect you of hacking or abuse or something like that. The question was about constant connections like ADSL and some of the new cable modems, and does that provide a login record? Actually, what we're seeing with companies like At Home who are doing cable service, and I would suspect it's the same, they're actually increasing their monitoring because they're trying to stop everyone from setting up MP3 and WAR sites on DSL links. So what they're doing is they actually have increased the amount of monitoring that's going on, so they have real-time active monitoring on bandwidth, proportion, port numbers, and they build profiles of suspect behavior. So,
At Home,
yeah.
I have a small windy-day ISP with just bolt direct connection to buy modem to the T1.
Yeah, there's no direct rule. Some of the bigger ones are interested instituting these policies. At Home has actually gotten a lot of flack over this because there's also the issue of cable privacy law that actually says they're not allowed to do that. Yeah. I'll let David take that since he's a real lawyer.
Yeah. I was going to raise this point that, I mean, as the line between ISPs and cable providers starts to blur, there's a real question as to what law applies to disclosures. Is it going to continue to be ECPA, or in the case of a company like At Home, are they governed by the Cable Act, which is actually much more protective and does, in fact, prohibit any unauthorized disclosure of subscriber information. So that's something that also has to get sorted out. But I think the convergence of these technologies is going to create some very interesting and difficult legal issues. Yes?